He didn't listen to last show.
Oh, he didn't listen to last show?
No, I did.
Oh, the fact that we're taking away from intelligent television and putting on Splash and Celebrity Wife Swap and Shark Tank. Wait, who likes Shark Tank? I shouldn't say anything bad.
Big Fatty!
Oh, Big Fatty. I'm sorry. I just can't watch it. Bless your heart. I just can't watch it. So,
speaking of which, Big Fatty, thank you so much for putting this at the beginning of the show.
Yes, I was leading into that.
Thank you.
Hold on. I will say this.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Bless your heart. I just can't listen to the last show.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1350 of the BFO for Good Friday, the 29th of March, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, our little show, y'all, we have got voice letters, and y'all, it's the anniversary of the Ford Escape.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian National Anthem.
Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, it's Good Friday. But, you know, in Big Fatty's book, every Friday is Good Friday. Yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all, it's Easter weekend. And you know what that means? That means old hippity hop, bunny hop. Is going to be jumping around and bringing Easter toys to all the good little girls and boys. Here comes Peter Cottontail hopping down the bunny trail. Big Fatty, please. Anyway, y'all, I hope you get a jelly bean or one of those peeps. Y'all, do you eat those peeps? I tell you what, they're nasty. Big Fatty Fight thinks they're nasty, but the Hat Arena, she loves a peep. And y'all, it's nothing but a sugar rush. It's a sugar rush! And they make them at all times of the year now. You know, you can get peep snowmen and peeps Valentine's and all that, and y'all, I always get the Hat Arena some peeps. Yes, Big Fatty, did you send us some for Easter? No, I didn't do that. Okay, but anyway. But I hope that you have a lovely weekend. I hope you have a lovely Easter ham. Or if you are so inclined for a lamb, you enjoy your lammy. Or if you don't like either of those, you can be like Big Fatty and have your Easter spaghetti. Big Fatty! But, anyway, but y'all, before the time gets away from me today, Big Fatty, you ain't got nothing on your list. Take your time. I've got some voice letters that I want to play. Yes, Big Fatty!
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Okay. Ha 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 ha
gonna die. Okay. I can't do it.
Big Fatty, what the hell was that? I got nothing. I got nothing. I think Miss Bacon may have gotten into the Easter candy a little early. Y'all, she sounds like she's one sheep. Oh, dear God. She's one peep short. You know, when you say peep short, you combine those and it's a sheep. Fatty. She's one peep short of an Easter basket. So, I don't know. I just don't know. Big Fatty, none of us do.
Hey, Big Fatty. It's Tim Cormall, the patron saint of the BFO. And I have a question for Axe Big Fatty.
Trademark Vera Charles.
Cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Trademark Vera Charles.
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our ex-Big Fatty question today comes to us from the patron saint of the BFO, y'all, that is the one and only Mr. Tim Cormall. Tim?
Okay, my question is actually for Poodle McNoodle. I want to know what Poodle wants to find in her Easter basket on Sunday. Hopefully it won't be those nasty gumdrops that stick to the plastic grass in those Easter baskets.
Yes.
Hope you have a great Easter. Bye.
Tim, thank you so much. Big Fatty, that question's for me. I need to answer. Well, y'all, I guess it's time, Poodle. What do you want to find in your Easter basket on Sunday? Oh, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, I just love the Easter candy. Except for the peeps. I don't really like the peeps either. But I love the Starburst jelly beans. Oh, they're lovely. And I love the Reese peanut butter eggs. Oh, they're just, especially if you put them in the freezer. And I just, oh, there's just so many delicious things at the Easter time. I just love them. But, you know, Big Honey, I really love a chocolate bunny. And I think you can get those at the See's Candies. I wonder if anyone will send me one. But, Big Fatty, the only thing I really don't like is anything made by Palmer chocolate. It's just vulgar chocolate. It's just vulgar. I just can't stand that. And y'all, I've never understood that green grass in there and that those little stickers that say visible contents only. Yes, Big Fatty.
Gosh, so how spoiled am I? I got a shout out from Faye. Hello.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I guess it's just gonna be old bacon. And with a little Tim Cormall thrown in there in our voice letters today. Well, Miss Bacon, Miss Bacon, what are you gonna have in your Easter basket? What's in a batshit crazy bat big Freddy? So, y'all, we've got one last call today. Let's see who it's from.
Oh, hey, Big Fatty. It's Tim Cormall calling again. I forgot to ask. I have one more question for Poodle McNoodle.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and
Big Fatty. Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, it's we're hearing double today. Two Bacons and Tim, Big Fatty, two Tim Cormalls. So, Tim, what's your second question?
Poodle, can
yes?
you tell us what's on your Easter bonnet this year? Hopefully it's got
Tim, thank you so much, Poodle. Do you have, oh, yes, Big Fatty, I have a lovely Easter bonnet. I didn't know this, so I'll be anxious to hear the answer to this question as well. Well, Big Fatty, I always like to look beautiful in my Easter bonnet with all the crap upon it when I'm strolling down in the Easter parade. It's just lovely. And I've got a poodle on it, of course. And the poodle is eating an Easter egg and then pooping. It's chocolate pooping. It's just poodle poop. And so it's just lovely. So, well, Poodle, that sounds interesting. And where is this Easter parade? Oh, Big Fatty, I just parade around the Fat Cave. It's just lovely. I just feel so pretty. And, okay, and Poodle, do you have any other special plans for Easter? Do you have a special little outfit? Oh, I have a lovely, just a lovely little dress, I'm sure that Kim Beaver will have a picture of me in my bonnet and little dress over at the lodge this weekend. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend, Easter weekend, y'all, we have not one, but we have two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal, y'all. Our first one on Saturday the 30th, y'all, it is none other than the original bloated lesbian herself. It's that, y'all, it's that John Ong. Big Fatty, you've got him confused. Oh, you're right. Y'all, it is the bloated lesbian, but that's that Madge Weinstein. I think she's over there in Paris, France. So nice to name it twice. And y'all, by the way, did you see that John Michael Haas and Eric the Southern Boy are both gonna be over there in the Paris, France? Maybe they're going over for Madge's birthday. I don't know. I don't even know if Madge is still over there. But anyway, she was at one time. But y'all, on Sunday, I've already let the cat out of the bag, y'all. But it is a celebration of exiting the birth canal of everyone's, I shouldn't say favorite Gaysian, because it is the Gravitas also. But y'all, is that John Ong out there in the Kansas City? So nice to name it twice. And y'all, Sam, I think he is over in Timbuktu for his birthday. But y'all, it is John Ong's birthday on Sunday. Big Fatty, just curious, do you think for John Ong there'll be a rice cake?
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it is the anniversary of the Ford explosion. Y'all, I brought in the paperwork out of the glove compartment. I believe they call that the inner boot in the UCK. But y'all, March the 30th, that is on Saturday, that is when Big Fatty purchased the Ford Explosion last year. And y'all, it's just lovely. Y'all, I will say, on the way back from the horror meeting on Wednesday night, Big Fatty hit 10,000 miles on the Ford Explosion then. So I think all in all, the first year was a good year for the Ford Explosion. Yes, Big Fatty!
Make a wish, Christian dream, Christian rest your heart, and go wish fell true.
Yeah, I guess y'all are winning by the P.O. Box on Thursday. And y'all, that was kind of there. We're going to open it up right now. We're going to see what it says. And, oh, it's a fancy card. And let's, oh, y'all, this isn't a card at all. Oh, dear Gussie. Let's see what that, this is, well, y'all, it is the Faye Driver. And y'all, the Faye driver, says, hey, Big Fatty, please feel free to read this invitation out on your little show. Please change all personal details to our pseudonyms. Big Fatty, what's he talking about? I have no idea. Then it says, please forgive us for not affixing a stamp to the return envelope, but alas, I have no American stamps at hand. No need to RSVP unless you are actually coming. Take care, the Faye driver. And y'all, it is an invitation to Big Fatty. Y'all, it's quite nice. The Faye driver went all out. Y'all, it says, we invite you to the celebration of the garden. Is that Big Fatty? Is that like a garden salad? A garden wedding of the Faye driver and Mr. Anderson on Saturday, the 6th of July, 2013, at our home, The Castle, in British Columbia, Mexico, at 2:00 in the afternoon. Champagne reception to immediately follow. And y'all, then there's a little response card there. And it says, respondez, s'il vous plaît, by June the 14th. And buffet driver, that is just lovely. Y'all, the betrothed has sent me an invitation. I wonder if what color I should wear to the wedding. Big Fatty, it certainly won't be white. Y'all, I thought I would close us out on this holiday weekend with a Mexican story, because we just heard from the Faye driver, and y'all, it's about a Tennessee couple, Dave and Rebecca Cosmetis, both bona fide rednecks. They had 9 children. They went to the doctor to see about getting Dave fixed. The doctor gladly started the required procedure and asked them what finally made them make the decision. Why, after 9 children, why would they choose to do this? Dave replied that they had read in a recent article that 1 out of every 10 children being born in the United States was Mexican, and they didn't want to take a chance on having a Mexican baby because neither of them could speak Spanish. Big Fatty!
Okay, that one was pretty good. And y'all, you know there are people that believe that. Y'all, I got to tell you, and Paul sent that to me. But y'all, one of these things here that somebody sent to me, and let me just see if I can find it real quick. Like,
Big Fatty, you can't ever find anything quick like.
By the way, y'all, it was James. It was James. James, he sent me a... up there in the Massachusetts, y'all, he sent me a post of a tournament that they recently had, y'all, and it was the Celebrity Cornhole.
Big Fatty, that's vulgar!
Y'all, and evidently you could cornhole some NFL players.
Big Fatty, I bet. Oh, and it was sponsored by Smoothie King. Vulgar!
So, James, thank you so much for that information. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely holiday weekend. At the beginning of today's little show, you heard Mark and Ed and Jeremy or Jeremiah or Jezebel or whatever his name is. Over there, it's all about me, little show. And y'all, they were talking about, Mark was talking about how he doesn't care for the Shark Tank. Well,
Big Fatty, he's on your list.
Yeah, I guess y'all, speaking of the Faye driver, he's having one of those carport shows tonight. Mark, what do you think of the Faye driver's little show?
Bless your heart, I just can't listen to that show.
Oh, well, happy Easter, everybody!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.